This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The latest hack of consumer data in this country is, and this is, I will tell you an understatement, a doozy. Information on 76 million households and another 7 million small businesses hoovered right off the computer network at JPMorgan Chase, which is, as it happens, this country's biggest bank. The original estimate, which we learned about last month, was that just a couple of million records were compromised. JPMorgan now says there is no evidence hackers got a hold of account information, just names and addresses and emails and phone numbers. So, yeah, there's that going for it. Marketplace's David Gura has more now on how exactly a bank figures out the extent of a hack and what might happen next for all those customers.
Companies often learn data have been breached from third parties. Anton Shavakin is a risk analyst with the research firm Gartner. He says law enforcement will call if they spot stolen data on underground forums.
Oh, by the way, we are seeing your data here. What's up with that?
These days, big banks spend big on their own security. J.P. Morgan has allocated $250 million. When a bank discovers a breach,
you're going to have a big senior management powwow.
Julie Conroy covers data security for the Aite Group. Management will put into place what's called a security incident response plan.
And the forensic analysis is very much like what you see at a crime scene.
It's methodical, and according to Martin Lindner, a cybersecurity specialist at Carnegie Mellon University, banks keep logs on everything that happens on their servers.
So in theory, they can go back to all those logs, replay them, and see what happened that was the thing that appears to be nefarious.
It's a lot of information, and going through that is time-consuming. Forensics is just one part of the security incident response plan. There's also remediation and communication. With this breach, tens of millions of people are at risk, even though J.P. Morgan says there's no evidence sensitive account information was compromised. Lawrence Baxter is a law professor at Duke. He says hackers could use what they've gathered to fish for more information using, say, an official-looking email message.
And you may only get a half of 1% of the customer base fooled by it, but that's enough
to cause more damage to customers' bank accounts and also to the bank's reputation. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.